And as the Washington Post put it, the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots are so ungreat until they are so unbelievably great, which lately has been in the last moments of a game. But usually in the Super Bowl, you have the ads to turn to. Well, there were some moments last night. Serena Williams inspiring a young girl for Bumble. Did you get upset hearing Dylan's Blowing in the Wind sellout until you realized it was an ad for wind energy? And yes, that was Andy Warhol eating a burger for Burger King. Here Now's media analyst John Carroll is here. And John, start there because my social media blew up. You know, Andy Warhol was ripped off, but that was him.
75% of the tweets I saw said, "Who the heck is Andy?" So they had no idea. This came from a 1982 art film where he actually ate a Burger King burger for 4 minutes. He initially asked for McDonald's. They didn't have it, so they gave him the Burger King one. And just for the record, it came in last in the USA Today ad meter ratings.
Oh, probably with the people saying, "Who is Andy?" Because it was
exactly.
Andy eats a burger. But you can Google it. It's hilarious. Look, the Washington Post Super Bowl ad stood out. The paper recognizing journalists killed in the line of duty or gone missing. Among them, columnist Jamal Khashoggi, freelancer Austin Tice, the late war correspondent Marie Colvin. It was narrated by Tom Hanks.
When our nation is threatened, there's someone to gather the facts, to bring you the story, no matter the cost.
Stirring for many, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out that this was a fake news organization, but Washington Post reporter Sarah Kaplan tweeted, "I'm really proud to work at a paper that does this vital work," and didn't stop there.
No, she didn't. She said, "But maybe the next $10 million could go toward better health benefits, parental leave, equal pay, and more jobs for reporters." One estimate on Twitter said you could hire 65 reporters for the $10 million that they paid for the 60-second spot.
Yeah.
This was as close as we got to a political ad on the Super Bowl, and there was a lot of left-right going on Twitter, the predictable kind of positions.
It was a night when you thought about the cost of all the ads, like, wait a minute.
Right.
Because, I didn't know beer drinkers were so concerned about content. Bud Light went after its competitors by emphasizing that Bud Light does not use corn syrup. Let's listen.
"Oh, brewers of Miller Lite, we received your corn syrup by mistake."
"That's not our corn syrup. We received our shipment this morning."
"You're joking.
Try the Coors Light Castle. They also use corn syrup."
John, you point out that the National Corn Growers Association had a thought.
Yeah, they were right up on Twitter saying they were disappointed in Bud Light and gave a shout out to Coors and Miller Lite. Who knew that anybody cared about corn syrup, especially with those particular beers?
Yeah, well, we'll see if it works. Then there was Hyundai's Super Bowl ad taking viewers on this elevator ride. Jason Bateman is the elevator operator. At each floor, it stops, you know, at a less than pleasant scenario, including this one.
"Vegan dinner party. Is that even a thing?
We're having beet loaf, Sergio's specialty."
"Why, thank you."
Yeah, purple beet loaf. Vegan eaters were not happy.
No, the vegan eaters were in a stew over this. And the vegan eater Hyundai owners were also pretty much up in arms. PETA pointed out you could buy a smart Mercedes if you wanted. It was a little bit of a backfire.
Okay. And what's with all the robots?
Robots and rappers. That was it.
Yeah. John Carroll, Here Now's media analyst, author of the Campaign Outsider blog. Thank you.
Thank you.